Neshachayim Shardalet Perek Lamed Beis.
I'm into the whole party, I think. Not just the first part. Okay, fine. Shkoyach. Okay, Hagah. What did that go? Yishlom Aderech Drash. Little Drush. And Kosiv, the Pasik, and Reish Tzadi. The pasuk says, "Veluchos ma'ase elikim heima." The luchos were the work of Hashem. The michtov elikim hu is the writing of Hashem. Choros. Choros means it was engraved there. V'darshu, because al darshu not to be choros, avaluchos, elichedus avaluchos. Freedom. That through the Torah, we got chedus. What does it mean to the Torah we got chayrus? That's how the Nechayim refers to the Ramchal. Chosid halutzatoi. The Sefer Mesivos Hasharim. The Mamorim Zal. And now on this Maimon Chazal, which we were discussing yesterday, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Lo Yitzahara Tav. That Hashem says, I created Yetzahara, I created a Torah to take care of that Yetzahara. Shekmai Benin Fuasakuf. Just like by physical refuah, shall Raifi knows in the Chayla tablet, Mamuzog, Mikam, Mine, someone of us saw him. The Raifi gives the Chayla, you know, some kind of potion that's mixed up from all different kinds of herbs, whatever, to heal him. Now called him, Midam Mishko, but the Gotsim. And it all has to be exact measurements of this ingredient to that ingredient in order that the refuah should work. Kfianitzach, Lin, and the Chayla, do la Raifi, depending on what kind of sickness the person has. And Yadol Das a Cholu Shul Yasul Loi L'Rapa Is Choloi Tavlin Acher. So you think the Cholu would say, you know what? Maybe I'll make a different mixture. Mamuzig Misamunim Asavim Achem Kvid Shatayla B'Daitoi. And I'll throw in a little bit of this, and I'll throw in a little bit of that. Make my own mixture. Why do I have to take the doctor's mixture? Mi Persiv Lo Yavin. Only a fool would do that. Halei Reifei Yodein Cholu. The Reifei is the expert. He knows exactly what's wrong, and he knows the exact combination of ingredients that can fix it. Right, he knows the type of each herb and each. He knows which ones to use, and what amounts of them to use. That's what Hashem's saying. This is what it means to say. Don't think that you're going to be able to escape the Yetzahara by using your own ideas that you think will work. Right? A person says, you know, I think I don't have to follow the Torah's formula for what I need to do. Well, I'll do what I need to do. I'm not the Yetzahara. I'll take care. I'm strong enough. I'll take care of it. I'm not worried. It's impossible, it doesn't work. Hashem says, I created it. I know how it works. I know better than you. I made it. And I know that the only thing that works is the Torah. And that's why I made that. The Torah is a tablin and a samad chai, a life-giving potion, elixir. That's the only thing that's going to be merape the sicknesses that the Yisrael gives us. And you should know, without it, nothing else will work. The Pasuk says, to write it on the luach of your heart. So the luach is here is merumis to the heart. So the heart, the heart achoymeid, meaning the Yitzhara, that wants things. Who is Baruch Shemot Asam? Who made that? Hashem made it. Halucha is ma'is alikimeim. He's saying aderek drush. Halucha is the luach libam of pi avos. That's the part of us that's choymeid for things. Ma'is alikimeim. Hashem made it. Boyodei ni nitzuchan atu abulibche. Only He knows the Yitzhara that's planted in your heart. And the writing is the writing of Hashem. That's the next part of the pasuk. What is that referring to? Sheneged zeh, and he's got Torah. That's the first of the Torah. The custom, the chok aluch lebecho, to write those words of Torah and engrave those into your heart. Limalit ayodim minyani yitzer, in order to escape the yitzer. That's his darshan. That's chores avaluchos, and that's what it means cheres. That's what it means cheres also. That's the only way he'll find true freedom from the yitzara. No one's free from the Yetzirah. And there is no other aid, so there is no other way of doing it. Through the meditator, a person can come to have a freedom, to feel the chayrus, to feel that he's not enslaved to the Yetzirah. That's what he's darshaning the pasuk. Very interesting. And that's what he's darshaning.
Yeah.
Good. B'chumay shibir shechuzal, like it says in Chazal, b'salecha chotanecha oischa. Ba'olam hazeh. When you go, it will lead you in this world. B'mishal Ram, so asher odim shekona l'toyro, lama shim shamra oischa midarech ra, it protects him from going the wrong way. T'chsib b'salecha chot. B'chenu b'yikir rabo, ki mishiyeres, mechavenas libo, it straightens your heart, until your heart is shalom with Hashem. He has mun in Hashem, Hashem with both of his yetzers. There's a Gemara in Brachos that says, Levavechos with two vases, Levavecho, to teach you to oivet Hashem with both parts of your yetzer. Which Omer Perakam de Chagigo, Dibri Chachamim Kadarboinos, the words of the Chachamim are like Darboinos. You know what a darbin is? It's like a thing that they use to hit the cow to make sure it goes in the right direction. Like a shepherd uses it. So he says, "Lamanim shel divrei Torah le darbin." Why is the pasuk in Kehelis comparing divrei Torah to a darbin? Ma darbin zem mechaben es aparet l'tlamea. It's mechaben the parrot to go where to eat. Lavi chaim loilam. I guess because that's where they milk it, so it brings chaim to the world. They steer us to the path. It's like a darbin that steers the behemoth to go in that direction. That's what it does.
Darbin.
Darbin is something people can.
No, it's like almost an enforcing.
It directs you. Yeah, I don't mean they hit it. I mean, directed to walk in this direction. There is no other remedy, and there is no other eitzah in the world. To be saved from the trap of the yitzhah, which is always ready to spread its nets, to spread its traps. To bring a person down to the bottommost parts, to give him a misa, misas oilam, meaning misa of the next world. Then he's called alive. Because then he's really connected to the true source of life. Okay, we've got to save something for next week.